This summer, as state and county officials prepared for an unusual election cycle, one major concern was getting enough poll workers, many of whom are older and more at risk for contracting the coronavirus. After sending out the call, regional election commissions got a record response from new volunteers. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
In August, Jennifer Price was preparing to cut the number of polling sites open in Washington County on November 3rd, in part because of a major shortage of poll workers. Price, the executive director of the Washington County Election Commission, says volunteer poll workers and supervisors were dropping out almost daily because of concerns about the coronavirus. So she began a campaign of her own to get more and younger registered voters in the county volunteering at polling sites. And now, with less than a month away from the election, she's not worried about having enough poll workers.
This is the biggest turnout. We always struggle to find poll workers for the elections. The voters have stepped up. They have signed up to be poll workers. Many have signed up to be volunteers. Even some of our local school districts, Fayetteville High, Springdale High School, Don Tyson School of Innovation, are also going to have student volunteers for us as well. So we actually have more volunteers and poll workers than I have spaces to fill. So we've just been having to put people on wait lists.
And that huge turnout has been a trend for several local election commissions. In Sebastian County, election coordinator Megan Hassler says because of COVID-19, she didn't think she'd be able to hit her target goal of 204 poll workers.
Several months back when we were starting to really look at what was going to be going on in November when we were in the middle of the quarantine, we were nervous. I think we all were.
But she says this year they exceeded that number and added 70 new volunteers.
Everybody, a lot of people have really stepped up. That most of my poll workers are planning to come back, and we've had several call to sign up. I think they realize that there's a certain generation that's always taking care of it, and they realize that they need to take care of that generation right now, so they need to step up and help to make sure that the wheels of democracy, keep moving. And we've had a lot of people volunteer because they're concerned. They want to make sure that people are safe, and they want all of our vote centers to be open.
And Hassler says COVID-19 still presents risks at the polls. So even though she believes she has enough poll workers, Sebastian County is still accepting new volunteers.
And we're still signing people up because the thing about this election is we have this big variable with the virus. Just because you're healthy today doesn't mean you will be tomorrow. And so that's why we're signing up and training everybody that's interested because we don't know, even though we're fully staffed right now, what will November 3rd look like.
She says trainings for volunteers include information on new cleaning procedures and safety protocols. And she says the state of Arkansas has provided funds for personal protection equipment for all poll workers.
The state provided clear partitions that between the poll worker and the voters for when they come in to check in. And then we also have masks and face shields for every poll worker. We are requiring them to wear the masks, and the face shields are optional. There are gloves for depending on what their job is, to wear gloves, alcohol to clean the screens. We've got disinfectants to clean other things, floor markings for 6 feet apart so we can have social distancing. And the state has said that they will give us disposable styluses for every voter. And we'll use those in lieu of stickers. So when a voter comes in, they'll get the disposable stylus. They'll use it to sign the tablet. And then they can use it on the express vote to make their selections, so they shouldn't ever have to touch any equipment.
Abby Smith with the Sequoia County Election Office in Sallisaw, Oklahoma, says she's seen more online interest from volunteers than usual this year.
Well, we usually always have a hard time finding and coming up with workers. I do know that they have things on the internet and Facebook now where you can apply to be a worker. And it does seem that we have more people applying through that via email than we normally have.
The only problem, she says, is finding an even split in volunteers registered with each party.
We need to have a worker of each party at each polling place, and right now we're having trouble coming up with one certain party versus the other. Right now we have more Republican workers than we do Democrats, so we're having to work with making sure we're even on all of our polling places.
And Jennifer Price says she's still facing some challenges in Washington County, too, mostly with finding the right balance of experienced and new poll workers at each site, but also with finding bilingual poll workers. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau reports that nearly 18% of Washington County residents speak a primary language other than English.
It has been difficult for us to recruit poll workers who are bilingual, but we've worked with local organizations where if we don't have bilingual poll workers, we at least have material supplied at the polling location that are in Spanish. So that's always been very important for us, you know, not just this year, but in previous years, we've always made that effort. And so we will continue to do that effort to make sure that voting is accessible, you know, for everyone, and that language should never be a barrier to being able to vote in person. Marshallese, sometimes we do struggle with that more than Spanish at this point. But we were fortunate in March to have some Marshallese students who worked at the polls, and so hopefully we'll be able to have those students again.
And Megan Hassler says despite a brutal election cycle and a pandemic, poll workers in Sebastian County are looking forward to doing their job on November 3rd.
All of my poll workers really enjoy doing it. They really enjoy the camaraderie of working together, and they really enjoy seeing the public. And 99% of the time, everything is smooth and great. I mean, we have great voters and great poll workers in Sebastian County, and I certainly don't have anything to complain about.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.